much for joining our podcast from Italy. My name is Jason. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Ashley, and together we still run, own, and operate La Tavola Marche here in the beautiful hills of Piovico. Good morning, Ashmeister.
Ciao tutti.
Today is the 18th of July, a beautiful Monday morning. We're sitting outside. It's 8 o'clock. There's a little breeze coming out of the south. It's going to be a gorgeous sunny day. We've just come off a couple of days early in the weekend of good soaking stormy rain, which we could use. Use a good rainstorm. Mm-hmm. So the garden's happy. I didn't have to water today again. And
we're back at it.
We're back at it. So a lot has happened since our last podcast. We really don't do these that often. And we've had a lot of people, a lot of emails and people who follow us wanting us to do a podcast. And to be quite honest, I didn't really want to.
We were kind of in a funk. We weren't sure. It's good to have, you know, wait a little time, let your emotions settle. And we weren't quite sure how we wanted to collect our thoughts and share it with you guys. But I think we're ready.
I guess. So we're going to talk about this one time, and then we've really let this go, and it's been great that we had. And we'll talk about this one time and never to be spoken of.
But we love airing our dirty laundry. So
that's the thing. I don't think this is our dirty laundry.
Neither do I.
This is not.
No, and you guys, we've always been so open and honest and personal with you guys, and this is our life, and we want to share this story with you guys because you guys have asked so many times, and it's hard to just kind of put a fraction of it out there, and there's no reason to embellish this in any way.
Yeah, this is, we're not making things up to make us look better.
No, it's this crazy.
It's the truth shall set you free, and that's all you really need. So we're going to try to limit this to about 15 minutes.
We're going to try.
We can go.
Lord knows I'm long-winded and like to ramble, so we're going to keep
it. So if you're really not into this, skip ahead to like 18 minutes or so, and we'll tell you what's going on here for the summer and what we have looking forward to the autumn.
Well, and we thought we'd share this also maybe for people who to learn something a little bit as well. And for people going through something like this or interested in moving to Italy or here trying to sell their business. So
as small business owners, we've never done anything like this before, and
that's going to be apparent.
we saw our mistakes, and let's just get into it.
All right. So in 2015, we decided to put the business up for sale, and we had a great response, and we were doing all of the Periscope Live videos and things.
Talked to a lot of people.
Oh, yes. It was great. And by autumn, we had narrowed it down to 3 buyers. Come that fall, Fusciani, our landlord here at Cacimone, decided he did not want to rent it out to anyone. He wanted to keep it in his family.
That's fine. Okay.
Totally cool. Totally understand. So we lowered the price, narrowed it down to now 2 buyers who are still interested, and we were talking with them. Then we decided, you know what? Let's go with our gut. And we're going to stick to this. We're going to call them Trent and Trudy for
so
this story.
So we picked Trent and Trudy. It's just easier to say than saying he and she.
Exactly. And this is not their names, so there's no problem there. And so we were like, you know what? I've got a pretty good feeling about Trent and Trudy.
So Trent and Trudy said, great. We're still interested. If you can find us a new house. We lowered the price because we knew there'd be the unknown. Now Cacimone is ready to go. A new house might need furniture, whatever. There's going to be unknown costs. So we dropped the price by a good margin and started our search.
Exactly. We freaking searched everywhere. You guys know what we talked about on the podcast. We posted photos on Facebook and the blog and everything. And, you know, up one side and down the other of Pesaro, Urbino,
La Marche,
this northern area, found a great property. Totally fantastic, totally workable, and didn't need a whole lot to get started.
No, just a good elbow grease, scrub-a-dub, and some updating of the furniture because, as it turned out, the owner of the house redid all the bathrooms. So
it was good. It had a professional kitchen. Yeah. It's really freaking sweet.
So we told Trent and Trudy, listen, we found the place. Come on out. Take a look at it. Buy your plane tickets. And at that time, this was March.
Mm-hmm.
In March, they looked at the place. They liked it. We signed what's called a compromesso here, which is the
preliminary contract.
So we sat down at our kitchen table and worked out the terms of the sale, the beats of everything. And then the lawyers would turn that into Italian legal speak for the final contract.
Correct. Now, we asked for 5% at this time, which was typically you would ask for 30%.
25 to 30.
But we thought they've got a bunch of stuff coming up, and we don't want to put too much pressure. The rest of the kind of payment schedule seemed to work out for them. So, great. We'll take the 5% right now to get started. And, you know, Trent was a real... he was, you know, at the kitchen table. I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of obligation. Let's not have the lawyers involved. Let's do this as a handshake deal, you know, man to man. And I thought, I like this guy. We can work with him. And again, let's go with our gut. And so we thought, great. They've got the passion. We feel like we can really trust these guys, and we can work with them, because that was part of the contract too, that we would help them for the first year to really get the ball going and help them with the whole thing. And we really wanted to ensure their success. I mean, that was the thing also from the beginning. This is something that we created, and we weren't looking to just flip over the keys and sayonara, suckers. We wanted to see what we started continue. And thrive. And so we wanted to do all we could to ensure that would happen. So with that being said, and we had the contract written in the 5%, we, in retrospect, hastily handed over our website. Now, we did that in the sense to Trent and Trudy. We had agreed on kind of a updated landing page, just so it'd still be the regular website, updated landing page with the new property.
The reason we did this is because they wanted to open in 2016, this summer. Now, if we waited until we signed the contracts in June to change anything and start the marketing, in 2016 wouldn't happen.
So we thought, okay, great. We will help them, and we'll get the word out. So we couldn't start taking reservations or anything either until we had this property ready to go.
Well, the contract, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't until about April when the website was ready to go. And unfortunately, there was some problems with the update of the website.
So here comes our first mistake. Now, regardless of what the details are, given them the keys and said, put up a website. Because in retrospect, they didn't know what they were doing, and we really didn't have a contract signed yet, and there was problems with it, and the website crashed. Ashley sent out a newsletter, and then the next day the website crashed, and it was all this confusion.
So we could still save the season, though.
Like, not lost.
Not lost. But we needed to start as soon as we could. So we were... that was an idiotic move to not be more part of that, but whatever. Finally, by the beginning of May, after the website and emails were both down for a bit of time, we were back to working. And we thought, okay, great. So by mid-May, Trent shows up.
So this all starts mid-May. This last part.
The meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes is over a 7-day duration.
Now, throughout the winter, just to go back, I did skip over this. We would talk to them all throughout the winter, sometimes once a week. But again, another mistake we didn't make was we didn't ask deeper questions. We had a lot of conversations, but we didn't ask them enough about their idea for budgeting or some of these things. We also didn't want to put too much on their plate, knowing we would help them the first year. So I think that maybe that was a mistake to not have them more involved in that.
I also assumed that as someone who's buying a business and going to run a business, like if you buy a used car, you take it to a mechanic. If you buy a house, you get it inspected. If you buy a business, you do the due diligence. You work out, here's how much money we have, here's what we think it'll cost. What kind of bookings do you have? You have to do this to see if it's a good investment for you.
Well, more of our conversations were personal in the sense.
Superficial.
Like, so, yeah. And
plans for more of what we're going to do, not
how it's going to happen.
How it's going to happen.
So Trent arrives and it's hunky-dory, baby.
Now, Trent arrives first because Trent is a British citizen living in the U.S. Trudy is an American. So Trudy needed a visa. So Trent came out 10 days early, signed some paperwork that Trudy needed for her visa to get over here and just to get the ball rolling.
Exactly. So he was staying at our house. Everything was going great. We'd have cappuccinos in the morning, go over to the new house and get work done, start taking apart the beds, getting ready to paint. We'd come back and barbecue and listen to classic rock and watch stupid movies and things like that. And just
the first couple of few days were fun.
Yeah. I mean,
excited.
Trent's making plans to all go to the UK together and everything's great. And he says he's Mr. Positive, 100% Mr. Positive. So we're like, great. You know, it sucks that there was some of the website and email problems, but we're slow with some of these bookings right now, but we've only been marketing for about 26 days the new house.
We've been marketing the new house for under a month. We had some bookings.
Yeah, give it time. Like, I'm not worried. I think we'll hit the numbers that you guys want to try to hit. And then, like I said, everything's going good. So then about 3 days in, he goes to sign the new lease he signs the 12-year lease for the new house.
Gets the keys for the house. Now it's really theirs. The reality. You are really moving. You are moving to Italy. The next day, we go and we're sitting working in the house. We're puttying and getting ready to paint.
This is about 4 days into the trip.
And we get a call from the lawyer saying, hey, come and sign. The contract's ready. Let's sign it right now. Because we needed the final contract to send to the consulate in Italy for Trudy's visa. That was
exactly
the last thing. That's all we needed. And they were hurrying to get this signed.
Exactly. No pressure on our end.
doesn't matter because we've already worked out all the details.
Exactly.
It's just
months ago. Totally fine. And like we said, he's staying at our place. There's no conversation about stress with this except for just hoping she gets her visa and these last documents in. And we're good to go.
Sign the contract. All good. Go home that night. Have dinner. Wake up the next morning and
things start falling apart.
Yes.
We get a call from our commercialista.
Our commercialista is like the business manager.
We've talked a lot about him. His name we will not change for the story because it is perfect as it is. Fabio.
Fabio's our man.
Trent, Trudy, and Fabio. So Fabio calls us and is like, dude, Trent's freaking out. Dude, Trent is freaking out. He's like, he's getting really nervous. Go talk him off the ledge. Like, he's just, the reality starting to set in. And in these first days, it is hard when you get here because you are doling out a lot of money. And if you didn't quite budget or remember certain taxes and things, it adds up quickly because, you know, you haven't started making the money, but you have to pay the taxes and the registrations and all of these things. And you're just like, oh my God. I mean, it happened to us too. But we tried to tell them, you know, budget way more than you think you're going to spend.
And be prepared.
Exactly. So we go over, Trent's working on the house, and we go and meet him at the house in Auditore.
This is day
day five. And we're like, we have a serious heart-to-heart and sit down with him, and we can tell it's almost like a panic attack is starting to happen. And you can, he's just, Trent is visibly nervous. And we sat down and said, out of all the people in the world you could be working with right now, we are the two that understand exactly what you're going through, from moving to a foreign country, being in over your head, to trying to figure out
the language,
everything happens so fast and you just have to go with it a lot of times. And you don't know what's happening at some of these meetings, but you're just, CC. And you walk out and you're like, what the hell?
But you have to know that you're doing it for the living here and having a different life, and this is what you wanted to do. And
the higher you climb the mountain, the more treacherous the path, but you're almost at the top. Trudy's almost here. She arrives in like three days.
This was like a Friday, and Trudy was coming on Monday.
Exactly. And we're like, just relax. You know, you believe in yourself and you believe in each other, and we're giving him a big rah-rah. And we believe it. And because we've been there, and we're like, you know, you want to have Thanksgiving and holidays here with your family. And this is going to be, you're working hard for a life that you want to have. And it's hard work, but it's going to be worth it. And Jason even said, is there a life, you know, a lifesaver I can send you. You're drowning. What can we do to help you? And we wanted to make sure they also understood if problems happened with the visa, we were still here to help. We'll continue the season as Jason doing the cooking classes.
So if Trudy can only come out for 90 days because she can't get her work visa, great, come out for 90 days. And there's another 30 days of the season after that.
It's not the end of the world.
I'll finish the season with Trent.
Exactly.
I'll do the cooking. It's not a big deal. Like, it's 30 days, whatever. And then you'll have everything set up for the next season and everything. So we kind of talk him down on the ledge.
It seems like things are getting better.
We say, listen, go to the sea.
This was a great idea.
Go put your feet in the water. Go sit on the water and put your feet in and just relax. We'll meet you for dinner tonight. So we meet for dinner that night in Fano at the sea. We have dinner together. It seems better.
We're talking about the future again, other plans and packages and ideas.
We come back home, go to sleep. The next morning,
wake up. Well, something happens to him at night, I think. Like, he would text like a crazy teenage girl constantly. And I think at night, his mind, because he was staying at our house the whole time. We kept saying, you need to stay at your new house. You need to sleep there.
You got to get there.
You need to understand at the end of the day, all this work was worth it. I'm having a glass of wine on my back porch with this incredible view. And yeah, this is what it's all about. And so I don't know what would happen at night, but he would stew in this like fear or whatever. And the next morning we wake up and we've got 3 inquiries. And I was like, great, look at that. You know, you're getting nervous about the bookings and stuff. And
three more
came in this morning. And Trent said to wait.
Don't
that
respond.
Made me really nervous. He said, we have a meeting with Fabio and why don't you respond after that meeting? And I thought, oh my God, that is a weird response. And go ahead. So we go
to the meeting that evening at Fabio's office, and he's got a pre-written statement, and he reads the statement. He's very emotional, and we kind of again show him, you know, listen, this can be done. Here's an example of to make your budget goals, and you'll be just relax.
Again,
Trudy comes now in 2 days.
Exactly.
Monday. Trudy comes on Monday. Just once she gets here, the house is already prepaid for a year. You have a car.
Like, and we're still thinking, you know, all these documents are signed. So it's just like, just relax.
Yeah,
just
the contracts are signed. All we need to do now is just get to work. Let's just get to work. And let's do it.
But at that meeting, we realized, and actually Fabio was the one to mention it, you know, there's kind of 2 types of people in this business world of people who have worked for corporations and people who are entrepreneurs. And he said at one point, maybe Trent, you are not an entrepreneur. And I think that hit hard because
it was about
the preparation.
There was no preparation done on their end in the sense of here's how much money we have. Here's what we think it's going to cost. Here's the booking, like we talked about before. And I think the lack of preparation turned into fear, because if you're prepared and you're ready, you have tools to battle the fear. You have the knowledge to say, yes, it's scary, it's risky, but I have a plan.
Because in November, I had sent them all of our, you know, financials and our booking numbers and our occupancy rates, everything, and very crystal clear, because I'm not a genius. It's not going to be in crazy speak. And so they had the tools, but didn't use them.
Yes. So come to find out now it's fear, because Trent's basically now shut down,
mm-hmm.
because the reality of I'm doing this and spending my retirement and really all the work that needs to be done. And I'm speculating now, but we think that it was a little bit of a panicky attack, and maybe the realization that it was going to be work and not walking around with a bottle of wine, glad handing, you know, guests.
Well, and the problem also, and this is a good one to look at for other people thinking about moving, is don't get overwhelmed. You can't look at every tiny detail right away. Like, even when we came here to Kakamone, there's a ton of stuff to do, but you got to break it off.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly. So when you move into this new property and you're going to have guests, yeah, there's a shit ton of stuff to get done, but we don't need to re-gravel today. You know, like there's certain things you could prioritize, and this needs to definitely get done this year. Or
it's not a sprint.
No, and maybe we can't get all new couches, and this year we just have to put a cover on the couch and rock it for this year, and you know, baby steps.
But at the end of the day, it's not the couch that's going to make your place special. It's the what
person
you provide.
And
the,
So
okay, so. Back, we're still at the meeting. Back to the meeting. So we leave the meeting as just relax, calm down. Let's not even talk about this till Trudy arrives on Monday.
Exactly.
Okay? Just chill.
Just chill. Stay at the house. Go to the beach. Go whatever. Do whatever. If you guys don't, she gets here on Monday. If you guys don't want to talk till Tuesday or Wednesday, fine. You know, we understand. And as we leave and we're driving home.
Well, meanwhile, the irony of it is the more you procrastinate, the more that procrastination and, you know, waffling is going on is the time we're wasting.
Oh,
if we really want to open and do this.
That's the other thing. Cause we're like, oh my God, like we need to get going. Like ready, fire, aim, let's go. And so on the way home, I'm like, I think he's getting on a plane. And Jason was like, no way.
What kind of guy does that? Who just leaves?
I said, I don't know. I just kind of have this weird feeling. All right, whatever. We come home.
Wake up the next morning. We get a call early in the morning from Fabio.
Ashley. Jason.
Trent has left.
What? He left the keys. So I'm talking to Fabio, and Jason runs to text Trent and is like, we understand you've left. We still need to talk and clear some things up. It was really civil. I was surprised.
Yeah, well, Fabio made a thing that they do not want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So it was like okay, well, we still need to, like, what do you mean? We got to talk about this.
Yeah. So we think maybe he's just heading down the coast, or I don't know. We get a text that says, I'm boarding a plane to America. You can call Trudy or email me. That was it. And we were like, holy shit. Talk about entering a state of shock.
So he left the keys and left. Like, just left.
He just left. Like, literally, you guys. Signed all these contracts all over town. Gave us 5%, but never the what we were supposed to get for the 45 when we signed. And Jason still wants to know where the car is.
He leased a car. They leased a car, but then he took off. And is it sitting at Rome at, like, the Kiss and Fly? Is it at the long-term parking? Like, where is this leased car?
I don't know. Out of all of this, all of the things that have happened, Jason is still so curious, where the hell is the car? So yeah, we obviously tried to get a hold of Trudy right away, and time difference and all of that. And she had no idea what was going on and was in shock as well. And jumped to a couple days later after now he's gotten home, and those two can kind of regroup. And we are still in total shock. Like, it's settling in, but it's kind of like, you know, you run the whole gamut of emotions. And I don't know. It was very... what do you have to say?
A state of shock. And then...
And made you feel sick because we trusted these people. So it was like to just leave like that felt... You're staying at our house and...
Oh, well, that was another thing. It was like there was no communication up until the point where the first freak out kind of happened, where we went over there and talked to him. And then it just seemed like there was two... Trent was two people. One person, like... with us sitting there at breakfast, and then another person talking to whoever. I mean, he was on the phone constantly. It was weird.
So after
that, it kind of just turned into a...
Just kind of spiraled, fell apart.
Fell apart. And of course...
How do you trust that when something like that happens, you know, that either it's not going to happen again, or that's your... gut reaction is to go back is pretty crazy, and to leave everything the way it was. I mean, Trudy's coming in 2 days. Even if you're done, like, you've got a house for a long ass time. You've got a car. Why don't you just enjoy your time here? You know, close up all your loose ends and
say, yeah. I mean, listen, I understand if you, even after everything's signed, that you say, I just can't do this. This is our life. Fine. Well, we can work something out, but it wasn't open to working everything out. Everything turned into, and of course, if you don't want to take responsibility and don't want to pay for the mistakes you've made, of course, everything's going to be the other party's fault. So
it's all our fault.
It's all our fault.
I don't know how still, but it is all our fault.
It became all of our fault. So then Ashley gets crazy because none of it makes sense. And it's like, of course it doesn't make sense, Ash. It's not rational. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
If you had problems with the way things were structured or you had fears, or we had 6 months to work all of this out. We could have worked it out in March. We could have worked it out in April. We could have worked it out when Trent came here the first day. A lot of things could have been done, but then you sign the contract and you sign your name saying, I agree to what we've written here on this piece of paper. But that doesn't seem to be the way things work, unfortunately, in America or today.
So it's
over now. What are our options?
Well, we talked to a lawyer, and we'd have to pay the tax on the contract, which was a significant sum. And we're at a point where we have to decide, you know, are we continuing our business? Are we, what are we doing? And we've now lost this season or a chunk of it and don't have the sale of the money we thought we had coming in.
We have no house.
We have no house. We have no property to run a business from. We barely have bookings. We don't know what the hell to do.
We can't run it. Well, you say, why don't you just take over the house that they left from? Well, they have a contract that's valid and signed.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want anything.
And after this, I don't want anything to do with
bad juju now.
Yeah.
So talking to the lawyer, we would sue them here in Italy and then have to sue them in America. And after years and who knows how much lawyer costs, what do you win at the end of the day? Does it make you happy? No. Like, it would just be something we're stewing in.
For years. And I just think it would, there was such a weight on me through this whole, that I felt on this whole thing. Like, we have to go through this now for years and we have to now document everything and it's going to take forever and we're going to just, it's,
but it was a really,
it was
a hard choice for you because you felt like the principle of, it was the principle that you can't do this. Like, you can't sign something and then leave and
leave a shitstorm.
Just leave a shitstorm and not pay and not make amends
or work something out.
And I think it was really hard for Jason to feel like he was rolling over and not fighting. And he, at a certain point too, like I said, you run the motions and you want to feel like, yeah, we're going to go all the way. And then it's like, what does that really do?
You don't win really. And once we decided that, you know what, forget it. We're not going to go forward. We're not going to pay because the buyer of the business would pay these taxes on the sale of the business. It was a good chunk and we're not going to pay that. And then who knows, you know, it's just not worth it. I'll stew in it forever. So as soon as we decided to let it go, it's like, oh.
It was a huge weight. And we just stewed in the negativity and that bad energy for too long. It was felt like about a month that we didn't know exactly what we were doing. And it's like Jason said, it was a huge weight and we just knew that we were stronger than that also, and that we didn't want the business that we had created to kind of end that way. And even though we were ready to change gears, we knew what we needed to do. And we said, let's continue. We went and talked to Fusciani, and we've always had a great relationship with him, which is super important in doing business in Italy, having good relationships with the people you work with. And he was excellent and was able to let us stay on. So we're able to be here for another year and a half. And try to get things back in order. And
you know, this season's pretty shot.
We've had some great, I have to say thank you to all of you guys who have supported us throughout the years and especially in this last month and shared the, whether it was the story or the packages and some of our website things, and rallied your friends and family to come and stay with us. And we can't help you enough. Even the military families that contacted us to say, we'll help you come and get the house back in order, because we were all packed up ready to leave.
We had our house in boxes.
Well, we still have half of it. So so it was just the support and love and good feelings were so overwhelming. And it was just also a reassurance that we made the right choice to let it go. We made the right choice to continue. And we'll still keep doing no half measures and the consulting and filmmaking. And I think we'll find a way to combine them kind of blend one into the other.
So what mistakes did we make? We made a lot of them. First and foremost is we didn't, as the Godster would say, we didn't smell the putza. Smell the stink.
We didn't talk about Gaji.
No. So Gaji through this whole thing was very, he didn't, pessimistic. I don't like him. I don't like him. It stinks. This whole thing stinks. I don't like those people. And we kept telling, no, you don't. He's always a naysayer.
Everything. So. I mean, he's a Chicken Little, so the sky's always falling for him. But this time he was right.
This time he was very right. So we didn't smell the stink. We had blinders on because we were so excited and so ready to sell the business that we didn't take a step back and evaluate the people that were buying the business and see if...
I think we let their enthusiasm and excitement and passion, or what we thought was, blind us in the sense of thinking, oh man, if someone would have helped us or made it easy for us when we first came out, that would have been huge. Or I don't know. It's true. We didn't. Yeah, I guess. Well, our gut was wrong.
Yeah. Which
which is what sucks. That was really hard for Jason. He likes to think he can size people up really quick. And that, and not protecting ourselves, thinking that we could do a handshake deal.
Well, we can have trust in, not a handshake deal.
No,
but can't do a handshake. But number two, we shouldn't have turned over the website and let them run with the website. We should have controlled it and done it and controlled more of the launch as it was, and not let another web designer do it, and you know, that whole thing. So that was another one. And number three is we didn't protect ourselves. We didn't. We should have been much more insistent on getting a bigger down payment up front, insisting on signing the contracts before we did any of the movement of assets. Because really, what do we have? We have a website, we have a domain, we have a Facebook. Like, these are the assets of the business that we moved over because we thought we're going to be accommodating, man. They want to get going, and we know how Italy works. This paperwork stuff takes forever. I mean, if we really wait, then 2016 shot. Mm-hmm. If they want to get going, we got to start in the spring. And what else did we, what else?
People still amaze me. Like, I guess I
And way
that.
Too
like,
trusting, way yeah. too trusting. Because it is personal. We're not a corporation. This auditory is a town of 1600 people. Like, these are, for instance, the notaio, the lawyer who signed off on the final contract. He said, "All right, you know, the money was coming from America. It would take a few days." He said, "Okay, I'll do this without getting paid first." All, you know, all these people are. That's how Italy is. They know, you know, pay me late. We'll work out the.
It's in good faith. You think you're helping them out, and that it's good karma. You know, it's good. It's just being a good person, and that bit all of us except the freaking owner of the house. She was the smartest one.
She was the smartest one.
But.
So we really haven't thought about this since that day that we talked to the lawyer and told her, let it go. We're done with this whole ordeal. We're going forward. We're going to make La Tavola Marche happen again. Let's make La Tavola Marche great again. And screw it. We're going to go forward. And everything that we've done through this whole process of wanting to move, you know, thinking about moving here, setting up the business has never been the easy route. We never take the easy way. And I don't mean the easy way, but it's always had its, for instance, we were going to buy get another house before we found Kakamoni, and that totally fell through, and we felt the same way. It was like the lowest of the low. We thought we weren't moving to Italy, and then out of that, we found Kakamoni, and everything worked out fine. So maybe it's the same thing. You know, we thought we were going to sell our business. We thought we were going to...
Jason thought he was flying around Europe.
We thought we were going to go down a different path, and maybe that it just wasn't... That's not how it's going
to
happen.
No, it's true. I think that it's so cheesy to say, but it's like the universe did not want us to leave here. I mean, even when we were trying to set up appointments with the banks saying, oh, we're selling our business, this and that, and no one wanted to meet with us. And maybe they knew deep down this was never going to happen either. I don't know. But so we're here. We're home. And we'll keep going strong. I mean, I think that was also something we learned in this, that... This is also going to be cheesy, but that we work really well together, and that when the going gets tough, that we really go strong, and that
we're stronger than we thought we were.
Exactly.
There's an entrepreneur.
I mean, looking back, we were 25 doing this, and to think that we did, and that we were successful, and that maybe it was harder than we thought it was.
Oh,
I just think we should give ourselves more credit for. I don't know.
Oh, your brother will love that. But I do. I think in a way it made us stronger together to go, God damn, we're a good team. And we've done it before. We'll do it again. And yeah, we go forward. I'm not one to stew in the past or go backwards. And once we decide we're going forward, that's the only direction. So like Jason said, this is the last time on the podcast we'll talk about this, unless there's some breaking news. But what's up next at La Tavola Marque?
Well, we have our first guest coming midweek. So that's it. Okay, 22, that was way longer than we said it was going to be.
All right, sorry, guys.
We got our first guest coming. The pool looks great. We're ready to do some cooking classes. I'm going to start peppering new recipes for this season because I need to change it up and keep it fresh. The garden is half of what it used to be because... we kind of didn't think we were going to be here, so we didn't plan a big garden. So
but Godji's ready.
We got the Godster's very happy that we will be staying. We got some chickens who, this year?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. We've never had chickens that jump up in trees. All our chickens have always been rooters, like they dig holes.
Yeah, or they would, at night, they'd sleep in the coop on the little perches, and that was fine. The other afternoon, we let them out to the, like, playpen size, and... We went to go put them away, and they were in the trees, and all, not just one or two, all 10. We've never had it happen once, let alone 10 in one day.
And not the first branch of the tree.
No, it was like, oh my God, we're not getting them out. So we were like, okay, I guess they're safe up there. And the other thing weird with these hens is they haven't started laying eggs. So they're tree-dwelling, non-leg egg laying. I don't know if these are good chickens or not. Jason said they might be stewed quicker than he thought, but we'll give them a little bit longer.
So what else is coming up this month? We've got what's it called?
I don't know. Well, that's dead air.
Yeah, that's dead air. What was I going to... I started talking before I...
Well, something we just came back from, which was really cool, was we went for a couple nights to Lago di Bolsena. And that was a blast. It's about an hour or so, hour and a half from Rome and
north.
About 3 hours from us. And typically we go to the sea, the Adriatic. That's what all good Italians do in the summer.
Go to the sea.
But it's freaking packed. And it's a zoo. And the parking, where are you going to park? And so we went to the lake and we loved it. There was barely anyone there. Yes, it was a Monday, Tuesday, but it was gorgeous.
We met up with some friends who have a home that their family has had for their grandfather built it. And they've taken it over and they are doing the beautifully mad thing of keeping a house, trying to, you know, keep up the house in Italy.
I know. It's great because their friends think, oh, you're so lucky you get to go on vacation in Italy for a month. And they're like, oh, my God, no. It's like a panic attack when you get there. You never know what's going
to
be wrong with the house, disaster.
But they're great. We had a great time and we went
out. The house is excellent.
The house is great. We went out on a boat. The house and
the boat was a blast.
Got to visit with them. And being on the lake is just, I don't know. I like the lake.
It was great. Totally reminded me of being a kid growing up in Washington out on a... Lake Chelan, and it was really sweet and fun. I want to go back.
Mm-hmm. So that was our
last hurrah before the guests arrive, and Jason had to get the pizza oven ready and re-stucco that, and we had to paint some things and
all the things that we usually do over the winter
exactly.
In 1 month. So we've been working our tails off, but it's starting to come together, and there's just a few last minute, sweep around the pool and another pass with the lawnmower before guests arrive, and we're ready to go.
I know. Well, we still have some space at the end of the summer, too, if anyone is interested.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, there is space.
Check out letoplamarque.com. We've got some great summer specials. Also, though, for the fall, it's going to be a beautiful fall. And they've been talking mushrooms and truffles will be great since we've had such a nice wet kind of in between the really wet spring and some good summer rain. And check out our 3-night fall packages as well for foraging, for mushrooms. You can do a truffle hunt in the area. We have back up and running our Feel Like a Local Friday. And, of course, mark your calendars, 25 to 30 October is the 6th annual Forage Slaughter Butcher, or as you all know it, as Jason's brother calls it, Murder, Death, Kill. We hope you can join us. Anything else you want to add?
Absolutely not. Let's go clean a room.
Oh, I know. I'm procrastinating. I should start telling stories. We've got to get up to the room. We've got a room to clean today. All right. Well, bring it home, baby.
All right. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to our podcast. I know we never do it, and I could say we'll do it again, but we all know that's a lie. It'll be done when it gets done.
Thanks for letting us vent and listen to our story. We hope it answered some of your questions, and I don't know.
And yeah, just remember.
Gave you guys a little closure as well.
Yeah, moving to Italy and running an agriturismo sounds great, but it's for real and it's a lot of work and
mental and physical.
Yeah, you got it. It's the mental and the physical. So, lesson learned.
It's the hard that makes it great.
Yeah. So we learned a lesson. We learned lots of lessons. They were just very expensive.
Exactly.
If you want to book with us, go ahead and jump on the old internet. Go to www.letavlamarque. You can follow Ashley on Instagram at Ashley. Well, you do this. I don't know.
All right. Follow me on Instagram at Ashley Bartner or at Letavlamarque. To find us on Facebook, Twitter, all of that. LATAVOLAMARCHE, La Tavola Marque.
And check out Ashley's other half, No Half Measures.
NHMblog.com. Check out some of the films. I've got a couple more to post. I went and did a bunch of cool shots from the sunflower fields and also of a really beautiful ceremony mass in the hills and the little woods near our house for Madonna della Pace, the Madonna of Peace. And there's a great blog post on La Tavola Marque about that too, and video to come soon.
All right, there you go. So
have a great day.
We're going to go get to it from the beautiful foothills of the Apennine in the Marche. Thank you so much for downloading, and we'll talk to you again.
Ciao.